Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Did you know that some of the medicines that you guys are taking could possibly put you at risk for murder? We're talking homicide. They say these medications can make you want to kill somebody. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how sleeping naked is again found to be good for your health. I don't think it's good for my husband's psychological health because rolling over and seeing me naked is probably like, ah, you know, and, you know, parts of me banging into him and bouncing off of him in his sleep would probably interrupt his sleep. So I don't know if that would really do well for him. But for me, it would probably help. We're also going to talk about how men who are married to female breadwinners, okay, are at the highest risk of cheating. So for any of us women that are really career-oriented, we may want to be careful because our men could go and cheat on us. Personally, I give my husband so many other reasons to cheat on me, not on purpose. It just happens that I doubt any monetary issue would be there. Okay. If you don't brush your teeth, sorry. Went down the wrong tube. If you don't brush your teeth, it could trigger dementia and heart disease. Why you gotta brush your teeth? Let me see what else here. Half of American households, if there was an emergency where you needed about $400, you wouldn't have the $400 to borrow. You wouldn't have the $400. You'd have to borrow it. Is that crazy? Are we that in financially unstable? All right. Then we have another study saying coffee is not good for your kidneys or your heart. So, for those of you that, you know, just listened to me talk about a study that said coffee is good for you, now we got to go back and change that whole, mantra. And what else do we have here? Oh, the TSA. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, boy, they got some issues. So, you know what? Just buckle up. Get all nice and comfy. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so undercover agents were able to smuggle prohibited items like mock explosives or weapons through TSA checkpoints, 67 out of 70 attempts. Homeland Security Secretary Jed Johnson on Monday reassigned the leader of the TSA and directed the agency to revise airport security procedures, retrain officers, and retest screening equipment in airports across the country. Come on, people, get a clue. Yeah, and this is what I don't understand. Okay, and I mean, God bless anybody that, you know, serves our government and you know, puts their lives, you know, at risk to protect us. But I just don't understand it. I've had some TSA agents. Some TSA agents are awesome. You know, the ones I see at McCarran Airport, these guys rock. Love them. But I'll go into some other airports. And first, they give you an attitude. You know, ma'am, can you please be quiet, you know, during the security checkpoint? Be quiet. Why do I have to be quiet? I'm talking to my kids. I got to yell at my kids. Do you know what my son said to me? You want to know what my son said to me? Ma'am, you need to be quiet as you're going through the security check. It's quiet. Why are you worried about what I have to say? Why don't you just, you know, look at the purses, look at this. Ma'am, what's that metal thing, you know, in your groin area? That's an IUD, okay? I use it for birth control. Ma'am, it's a little bit larger than the average IUD. Well, I got a pretty big uterus. These are the conversations I have, all right? You know, when I had a Nuva ring, that really set off alarms. And, I mean, they're wasting time on me when they could be wasting time on bad guys and bad girls. All right, so they say the TSA's acting administrator, Melvin Caraway, is being reassigned to a different job in the Department of Homeland Security. Acting Deputy Director Mark Hatfield will lead the agency until a new administrator is appointed. All right, so apparently prohibited items snuck through most of the TSA checkpoints that they tested. And Johnson would not describe the results of the classified reports, but he said they are taking the findings very seriously. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, right now the TSA is going to immediately revise standard operating procedures for screening. They're going to conduct more training of TSA officers. They're going to intensively train. They're going to retest and reevaluate the screening equipment. They're going to conduct random covert testing. And I think we're going to have a little less of a fun, easier time as we go through TSA. I mean, I've noticed that now I've had it's not like it was after September 11th. I remember having to drink my son's milk. I had his milk in a cup, and I hate milk, and I had to drink it in front of him. I mean, I remember it was just after I flew about a few days after September 11th. So everybody was all freaked out, and I totally understand that. And then, you had to take off your shoes, my belt buckle, I got a lot of metal in my bra, a lot of wire in my bra, cause I'm not a size B anymore. And, so that was a concern, so I'd be like taking off my bra, sorts of stuff, my panties are bulletproof. And so that lining, right, could also be an issue. And then lately they're like, Dr. Dahlia, it's okay. Just leave your underwear on, leave the bra on. You sure don't want me to take off my bra? No, you can leave your bra on, ma'am. Please leave your bra on. We don't need you to trip as you're going through the security checkpoint. So I was like, all right, keep these puppies in line. And then I would strap the security, and then they'd say, ma'am, looks like we need to, we need to pat you down. I'm like, I'll take him. No, you need a female. What? Meanwhile, my husband's like, what's going on now? What's she do now? Sorry, sir. We need to pat down your wife. He's like, who hasn't? Then, I go over there, and of course, they pick a lady that, and I'm like looking at the guy going, come on, man, it could have been you and you. It could have been me and you. Okay, and then they do the pat down, and there's usually some bottle of water or perfume in my purse that holds up everything. They're like, ma'am, is this a body spray? I gotta go through your bag. You have some liquid in there. You're not supposed to have liquids. I go, no, you don't understand. I'm gonna stink. It's gonna be a 5-hour flight plus an hour on the tarmac. Let me have my body spray. No, don't throw it out. It was expensive. It was like $5 at Victoria's Secret. Don't throw out my body spray. Here, let me give myself a bit. Let me spray my bra real quickly before you throw it out. Now it's gonna be longer and tougher. Man, I'm not looking forward to that. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was kind of a frightening study. Apparently, European researchers found that people who were taking a class of tranquilizers called the benzodiazepines were more likely to kill somebody than those who were not taking benzodiazepines. Also, people taking pain medications, prescription pain medications, or migraine medications were more at risk for killing somebody. Now, when I first heard this, I was like, wait a second. Okay, because You know, I believe Adam Lanza might have been taking a benzodiazepine. I don't know if they gave us his full medication list, and he was the one that did the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. You know, when we find out that somebody went on a murderous rampage and on a shooting spree, many times we'll look back, look at the medications they were on, and go, okay, wait a second here. It looks like they're on, you know, anti-anxiety medications. They look like they could be on antipsychotics, antidepressants, etc. So you come to think, okay, now wait a second, you know, possibly this was a person that needed to be medicated, and either he wasn't taking his medication or the medication wasn't working, and he already had homicidal tendencies. This is one of the first studies that I've seen that actually link the medications themselves to causing the homicidal thinking and tendencies. According to Dr. Jerry Tihonen, lead author and professor, says, I think that these chemical substances affect the impulse control of the brain. They think these drugs affect the central nervous system. All right? She says, or he says, the only surprising result was that painkillers also increased the risk. That doesn't surprise me. The painkillers doesn't surprise me. The anti-anxiety medications do, but not the painkillers. People get mean when their painkillers wear off, so I'm not surprised by that. The study also showed people taking antidepressants had only a slight increase in homicidal risk, even after the researchers factored in mental illness. So the new study, what they did is they looked at data from 960 men and women in Finland, ages 13 to 88, all were convicted of homicide. Then they compared each person who committed homicide with 10 other people who had not committed homicide, but who were the same age and gender and lived in the same town. The findings showed that tranquilizers increased the risk of committing a homicide by 45%, and antidepressant use increased by 31%. But the researchers were surprised to find that the use of anti-inflammatory pain relievers was tied to an increase of more than 200%. Opioid pain relievers elevated it by 92%. Now, anti-inflammatory pain relievers, they would be then talking about ibuprofen, naproxen. They're not giving us the names of which anti-inflammatory drug they looked at. Let me see. According to clinical psychiatrist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, Dr. Alan Manovitz, says no medication is going to turn a normally non-aggressive person to a killer. All right, but maybe there's a tipping point that these medications could possibly cause. Now, impulse control is the biggie, okay? Many times a lot of us get mad, and we get so mad, and we just want to rain fury all over the place, right? All right, so what we do is maybe we'll throw a chair over, maybe we'll throw a plate, maybe I'll yell at, you know, my cat, you know, you did poo-poo house again, get out, you know, I'll scream or whatever, but I have the control. I don't really have to take it physical. I really, really don't. I don't really have to punch anything. I really don't have to throw anything across a room. I just don't have to go there yet because my yelling is very therapeutic. People need an out, but for other people, no, the yelling doesn't work. And they need to punch something, or they need to, you know, they just need to end it. And the impulse control is what I don't think we have a really good handle on from a psychological standpoint in terms of what we were able to do, you know, for people or our patients. And so now you have people taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, pain medications, etc. And when these medicines start to wear off, and they're not talking about taking the medicines versus, you know, in terms of within 5 minutes of taking the medicine wanting to kill somebody, or within 30 minutes or 4 hours if it's wearing off. They're not going into that. But one thing I've noticed is when people start to come down off their pain medicine, they get mean. I'm very surprised that anti-inflammatories would do that. Anti-anxiety medications, yeah. The anxiety medication sedates you, and then all of a sudden as that wears off, boom, your nervous system could start waking up a little bit, and sometimes the rebound could be worse. So whenever the moral to this story is when you have somebody that you are treating that has quote-unquote mental illness, giving them the medications is only 1/1000th of the effort you need to treat these patients, okay? Because if they don't take it correctly, or they miss doses, or they don't have the money to continue their doses, or they've been taking it long enough where it starts to change the way they think, maybe they'll get more depressed, I don't know. That's where it could get pretty, pretty scary. And we doctors are really damn good at prescribing medications. I could write a medication in my sleep. In fact, when I was doing my hospital training, when you were doing 36-hour shifts and you were falling asleep behind walls and then the nurse would wake you up and saying, somebody on the third floor needs this medicine, you're like, I gotta give him a bolus of, give him a 20 milliliter of potassium. And you could do it in your sleep. I could write a medication in my sleep. What I cannot do is control what happens if that patient starts to go through an impulse issue and the medicine is either on board or not on board. I cannot control if they're taking their medication. I cannot control if they could get their medication. I have no control over that. I have no idea what people have in terms of their health insurance. I mean, I have an idea, but I have no control over if the pharmacy is going to give it to them, if the pharmacy's not, if they have the money in their wallet or not. So my prescribing it doesn't really fix the problem. I may think so. I'm like, great, I had a person with depression, I had a person with anxiety. I gave them some medication. I'm so proud of myself. I'm good. Let's move on to the pap smear in room two. No, that's not the way to do it. I very, very strictly control my patients in that I'm like, look, I'm going to be giving you a medication, but I want some follow-up. I want you to call the office, let us know how you're doing. I want to make sure you're seeing a therapist, or I want to make sure you're seeing a psychiatrist. I want the family to call me, and I want everybody back here within a week. I try to watch them as closely as possible and ask about impulse control, okay? Ask. Do you feel like you're just not, able to control yourself? Do you feel like one day you're just going to lose it? And if you do, that is what has to be addressed. Now, psychologists are phenomenal. They are probably our first line defense, not the medications, but our therapists, because they could teach people how to handle when they start getting these impulses. But are they 100%? I mean, we've seen people in therapy that still go and kill people. So I don't want you to freak out if your spouse is on any of these medications. But what you need to realize is a lot of the medications you're on, even if you're not taking it for depression or anxiety, can cause depression and anxiety. And you really need to be careful before you start that path. I really feel bad for a lot of you guys that have pain. I know there's a lot of you with spinal stenosis. I know you have disc injuries. You have arthritis. You have amputations. There are so many things out there that causes pain. And for those of you that don't have pain, I want you thanking God every day that you aren't in pain, because these people that are in pain, their lives are unfathomably miserable. And poor things, they have to go to medications to get through work. One of my patients was in a car accident. And, she used up all her FMLA. So, she needs to go back to work and she needs to, support her family. And I don't want her taking the medications and driving, but she's in pain. How does she work? We want people to go to work. We don't want people on the government dime. We want people to go to work. But we still don't have a way to treat people in terms of their pain, in terms of their anxiety, in terms of their depression. So a lot of people self-medicate. One of my patients, I come to find out, he was taking pain medications to just get through work for his depression. He said he'd take a Lortab, he'd feel buzzed enough to deal with all the people that he was dealing. He was a dealer, and I'm like, and now he's addicted to pain medicines. I'm like, where were you getting the pain medicines, and why would you do such a thing? 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say female breadwinners, especially those who, I guess, don't originally want to make the higher of the family's income, but just it ends up happening, apparently are more at risk of getting cheated on. All right? Researchers estimate that between 20 to 25% of married men and between 10 to 15% of married women have engaged in an extramarital relationship. This new study, showcased in the June issue of the American Sociological Review, found that men who are 100% economically dependent on their spouses were most at risk for cheating, 3 times more at risk than women married to male breadwinners. While on average, women who are completely financially dependent on their husbands face about a 5% chance that they will stray, there's about a 50% chance that a man married to a female breadwinner will cheat. All right. So, even women that are breadwinners may actually be less satisfied about their lives and cheat as well. So, okay, first, can we change the term breadwinner? Okay, we're really trying to get away from the carbs. Okay, and we're not supposed to be bringing home the bread, and we're not supposed to be bringing home the bacon. Now we're supposed to be bringing home the vegetables, so I guess we need to start changing it to vegetable, you know, gluten-free, vegetable, low animal fat, winners. But, you know, it's interesting, okay? I grew up in the 70s and 80s, okay, and my mom took care of us. She would work. You know, whenever money was bad, she would work. My dad did not like it, but it just had to be. And she would make more money than my dad during those certain times. And then as soon as dad started to make more money again, she would not work. And then, or she'd get fired. I don't know. I don't really remember. They would never talk to us about her business. My kids know everything about what's going on, you know, ad nausea. But, you know, back then, I don't really know much of what was going on. I know my dad liked to gamble. I know my mom worked in the legal field. My dad would fix people's appliances, go to people's houses and fix their appliances. And, I mean, we kept our heads above water. And it, you know, every now and then we had a real good year. You know, but other than that, it just always seemed to be a struggle. But I still kind of grew up with, you know, dad is the main breadwinner, you know, dad is dad, you know, and mom is first lieutenant. Now, my mom would always pull me aside and say, look, you know, your husband's going to leave you with a kid or two. You better get a job and you better go through school. Okay. And you better not get pregnant. Okay. On your way through that. And I was like, but mom, you still haven't told me what sex is. How am I supposed to get pregnant? You don't need to know. And so my family was very, very supportive of me going to school. They didn't have the money and they weren't going to pay for it, but at least I got a scholarship, etc. But they would still verbally tell me, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. All right, that's fine. Great. All right. And I had their emotional support more than what most people have. So I'm very grateful for that. But the independent streak that a lot of us, you know, like I grew up with, you know, even though it's extremely important and it was very, very progressive for what a lot of us women needed to do as we started to compete with men for jobs, it did change the dynamic of the family. You know, I have to admit, you know, I thought when I got married as a little girl, you know, my husband would make all the decisions, and I would be like, you know, because I remember my dad, okay, I thought my mom was a formidable force, okay, my mom was one scary woman, but my dad was scarier, and seeing my mom back down when dad would put his foot down made me realize that there is no way I'll even get to speak in my marriage, no way. You know, most of my opinions are going to probably have to, you know, go to the kids. I'll be able to control the kids, but I will not be able to, you know, steer the family or whatever. And you know, then things started to change, you know, so all of a sudden now I have a job. Okay. So hubby was very, very integral in my choosing to be a family doctor. Originally, I wanted to be a cardiovascular surgeon. I wanted to be a surgeon, you know, but, you know, hubby was like, you know, look, you know, do you want kids? You know, we want kids. You know, how are you going to do that being a surgeon? You know, and you know, I thought about it. I'm like, you know, honey, I think you're right. You know, I mean, you know, you're the man. Yeah. And you know, I do want to have babies with you. And, you know, I don't want you to leave. You know, and I was worried, you know, would a female surgeon not be able to stay married? You know, and I saw some issues that other female doctors had with their marriage. And I was like, you know what? I, you know, marriage and family come first. You know, they do before career. And so I went for family medicine, and I was very, very happy. You know, I still miss the fact that I'm not in an OR. You know, I love to operate, but, you know, it's okay because I was able to have the kids, and it, you know, it's a good choice. But then all of a sudden, you know, there were some decisions that had to be made. Okay, well, we need to do this. Well, we can't because I'm working. Now I'm working. We're going to have to do this. All right, what about this? Well, you know, and he's working too, and he's a breadwinner. But now I start to have equal say. I never expected that. Even though I knew this is something that we women were trying for, you would think in this day and age we would have it. I still expected hubby is bigger. Hubby could leave me. All right? Hubby gets final say. Now, what I've really come to learn in 18-plus years of marriage is let hubby think he has all the control, but you, behind the scenes, really control all the inner workings. And that's how I think my mom ended up doing that. Dad was, you know, the main guy in the house, but my mom had been so manipulative and got everybody to do whatever she wanted that's the way it worked out. And, you know, my husband is starting to fatigue, you know, at this point in our marriage, and he loves me to death, but I don't think he wants to argue anymore. So now everything he says is just go ask mom. Let mom decide. Go ask mom. Now, is this fatigue going to translate to him having an extramarital affair? I don't think so. I mean, he said to never cheat on me. Even though, Lord have mercy, you all have seen me. You know, man, I'm really not the golden princess. I'm more like the golden cow. So I don't really think, you know, I'm giving him much incentive to stay. But I understand, you know. In a marriage, you want to feel like you are desired. You want to feel like you have a role, and it's a role that you want, not a role that you just happen to fall into. You know, we're seeing a lot of women back in the workplace. When men lost their jobs, a lot of women took on the role, even though they were in the workplace, but they took on the role of the primary breadwinner. And I had men come in going, look, I'm not handling this well. I'm home with the kids. My wife is working, and I'm home with the kids. This is embarrassing. Help me, doc. You know, and so this recession definitely changed things. And so when somebody is unhappy, they'll look for happiness, you know? And also, you know, if the wife is gone 12, 15 hours a day, you know, sometimes it's a little bit easier to do the deed. Same thing with men and women, et cetera. So, you know, women and the milkman, as it used to happen in the 50s. Even though I never thought the milkmen were the gorgeous ones back in the 50s. I always thought the guys on motorcycles were the sexy ones. But anyway, so, I think cheating and the amount of infidelity probably will always be kind of a constant number. If someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Whether they're working, whether they're not working, whether they have a secretary, whether they have a colleague, whether they have a boss, whether they have... People will cheat with whoever they want to cheat with. There's always been cheaters, and there always will be cheaters. All right? But what we do need to take from this is, remember to put family and marriage first. So many times, we're so busy with our jobs that we forget. I do that. I'm so busy with patients and radio and charities. Do I just stop and give my husband a super big hug and kiss, going, look, you know, you're the one that makes me get up in the morning and do my day? Let him feel like that. And that's actually true. It is. I love my hubby. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait,
no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, there's a telemedicine company that won an order putting a Texas medical board ruling on hold. This is something that is going to continue to kind of pop up, where we have telemedicine starting to take on medical boards. And year old or decade or century old, is mantra the right word for it, or rules and premises where doctors need to, see the patient in person, you know? Doctors need to not be halfway. They need to see the patient in person, do a proper evaluation before they take care of the patient on a telephone or on a Skype. Well, a federal judge has delayed the implementation of the Texas Medical Board's new telemedicine rule that bars Texas physicians from prescribing drugs to patients over the telephone without having seen them first. Judge Robert Pittman of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas last Friday granted an injunction to Teladoc, a telemedicine company, against the enforcement of the Texas Medical Board's rule, which was gone into effect June 3rd. The injunction will continue until the federal antitrust lawsuit of Teladoc against the Texas Medical Board is resolved. I guess in this decision, he said that the evidence shows that Teladoc brings benefits to the market by reducing healthcare costs, increasing opportunities for physicians to practice medicine, and expanding patients' access to care. The judge did not find persuasive the Texas Medical Board claims about poor care allegedly provided by telemedicine providers. In addition, he was unmoved by the Texas Medical Board's allegation that the care provided on the telephone by on-call physicians is somehow superior to that of Teladoc providers because of their on-call status. So, Judge Pittman wrote, elimination of physicians providing health care will thus negatively impact not just the competitor physicians, but consumers, a classic antitrust injury. All right, so basically what we have is Teladoc needs to be able to function, and they need to be able to work. It's their business model that doctors can see patients online. Medical boards across the country have for years had the statute that you need to actually see the patient and touch the patient. I mean, you need to have, and the medical board started to make these rules stricter before telemedicine, but when there was this huge rash of complaints and criticism and lawsuits about narcotic prescriptions. So the big problem we're having right now in the medical community is doctors are getting nailed for not examining and touching the body part that is being in question for receiving a narcotic. Okay? I've been told many times by multiple sources that if somebody is coming in for a narcotic, you need to examine the patient, you need to touch it, see where there's spasm or pain, document what's going on before you write a narcotic. Got it. I got that. I've always done it. No problem. I don't have to change the way I practice. I haven't. None of those rules have been an issue. The only thing is now we're coming into telemedicine. So as telemedicine becomes the wave of the future, and doctors' offices are moving towards telemedicine, insurance companies are offering telemedicine, how are we doctors supposed to do this? Are we allowed to write a narcotic without physically touching the person? We're talking to a person through Skype or on a telephone. There's a lot of things we could ask. We're not touching them, of course. We can still do a thorough history, but are we doing thorough exams? And this is going to be a very tumultuous, dramatic, turn of events as we move forward with introducing telemedicine and ways to electronically evaluate patients. So I had a patient yesterday. She said she had a little bit of a rash. All right. Well, okay, she has a little bit of a rash. I took a look at the rash. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. She goes, yeah, I don't understand this. I'm getting a rash every now and then. All right. Now, many times when people get a little rash, they would call the doctor. Okay? They would say, you know what, I'm getting a little bit of a rash right here. I think it's my makeup. I think I'm allergic to my makeup. Okay, we'll try a cream and we'll go from there. Okay, but something didn't seem right. So I look at her, you know, no joint pain, no nothing, you know, and I'm like, something's not right. So I'm like, look, just for poops and giggles, let me run a lupus test. Now, we only got preliminary tests back today that said, yeah, she has lupus, but we still need a lot more confirmatory tests. And, but, you know, I would not have done that over telemedicine unless I practiced preventatively. And I talked to them and said, look, okay, I don't know what's going on with this rash. If the cream doesn't work, we need to do blood work for this, it stinks because I already know the answer, whereas through telemedicine, I would have said if it doesn't get better. And by the way, the cream would make it better. Of course, the cream, you know, a lot of, you know, steroid creams work on a variety of rashes. So the next question is are we doctors, in order to try to give more comprehensive care, going to now up the testing? Now, the way telemedicine works is it's supposed to save you money. It's supposed to save healthcare dollars money. Somebody's calling in for something, so hopefully all they get is that Z-Pak or all they get is that cream, and you don't have a doctor asking about all sorts of other things, going, oh, really, you're having headaches? You've been having headaches for a while? Maybe I should order an MRI or whatever. So the Teladoc premise is in itself something that should save healthcare dollars money. But I wonder how the medical boards are going to handle this, and I wonder how doctors are going to handle it, where if they miss something or if they need to prescribe a narcotic, I wonder if there's going to be certain rules with telemedicine where you do not get a narcotic over the phone. You have to come in. But you see, this is what bothers me. A lot of my patients on chronic pain medicines, yeah, they can have medical issues and they can have a variety of things that I need to evaluate. But the people I find the cancer in, the people I find the lupus, the people I find the vasculitis, those are the ones that aren't asking for pain medicines. All right? They have a cough that doesn't go away. How am I supposed to evaluate the cough? True. There's a lot of things you can do over the phone. Okay, I was speaking at a group last month. Somebody was talking about a chronic cough. I asked him what his blood pressure medicine was. He was on the ACE inhibitors, a benazepril, lisinopril, captopril. I go, if you're on one of those medications, I still want you to see your doctor, get that cough evaluated, but it could be your blood pressure medicine. Okay, now, that was without my evaluating him. That was without my putting a stethoscope to him. Was that thorough? No. Wasn't thorough at all. Yep. Spent a couple minutes with him. I told him what I think he should do and have done, and I sent him to a doctor to be seen. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how we do this. I want to help one of the major medical groups in town with their telemedicine, and I want to work with the doctors and PAs who are going to be giving the care on that, because not that I think that's the best way to give care, but if we are going to, on a large scale, start giving care that way, I want to make sure that we are going through proper protocols, and we are making sure that patients are being as thoroughly evaluated as they can. But it's going to be interesting. You know, you have this lawsuit between a medical board and a company talking about antitrust laws. And it's just a simple premise of, should the patient be touched and evaluated with a stethoscope? 1-877-DIETOLLY, don't go away.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you owe 10
$10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.